Who will you believe, me or Satan? Will you follow me and want to be with me, or do you want to follow him and do what he wants? We then choose, and then God says, okay, I'll give you what you want. God gave us free will. Ultimately, when you drop dead, God will give you what you love the most forever. He'll give you what you want. If what you love is something, anything other than him, that is what he will give you. By definition, however, that is hell. Hell is simply separation from God. If you drop dead now, in the midst of reading this book, God will say, okay, son, I love you, and I will give you what you love the most forever. So the question is, what do you love more than anything? In an attempt to encourage people to attend the nightly parish missions I preach throughout the country, I asked them a very simple question. Listen, how many of you would be here every night if I said whoever comes to this parish mission for all four nights will get $1 million on the last night? Everyone usually laughs and raises his hand. Now, if I were to actually to award the money, people would come from around the world. Why? They love money. Then I ask, if you would come for $1 million, why would you not come because you love Jesus? I know they hate me. But why would so many people do anything for money, but do very little for God? Many Christians are really using God for their fire insurance. I'll go to church on Sunday. I'll do the least I have to do so I won't burn in hell later. A lot of these people would rather never come to a mission or do a retreat, but they would go watch a Notre Dame game, getting there the night before, go to all the pregame activities, drink beer, and have a fine time, and spend 2 days doing this and not even blink an eye. Wow! By their actions, they show that they love sports more than they love God. God says, choose. Do you want to be with me, or don't you? And if you do, then prove it. Very simple. Prove it, gentlemen. Once we know what sin is, we must deal with what Jesus said. Repent and believe in Mark chapter 1, verse 15. Jesus does not just want us to stop our sin. He wants us to stop living our lives our way and start living our lives God's way. Many men love Frank Sinatra's song, I did it my way. That is a true guy song, huh? I love that song. I stood tall, I did it all, and did it my way. You do realize that that is the theme song for those in hell, don't you? God is asking us to live life his way.